切求主赐能力，我来求你，我来求你，
我求赐你，
我来求你，
我求赐
你，我来求
你，爱你。
Let me just pray.
让我先开始做一个祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for today.
主，为了今天感谢你。
We thank you, God, for the times that we live in.
为了今天我们活的世代感谢你。
We thank you, God, for the opportunities that we have today.
为着我们今天有的机会，我们感谢你。
And God, I pray that each and every one of us would just know how to function in these times.
我们祷告，在座的每一位都知道，在这个世代中如何活着。
That we would know how to respond to these times.
如何反应在这世代中发生的事。
Amen. We ask God that you would strengthen our family here and help us to make the best use of every opportunity, Lord.
我们祷告主，让我们刚强在神的家中的每一位，并且知道怎么样利用你所给我们的每一个机会。
Amen. So be with the words of my mouth this morning.
主啊，你亲自用我的口来说话。
God, help me to use wisdom and understanding in delivering this message, Lord.
给我智慧和悟性，让我能够发表你的信息。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Well, I hope I'm not too rusty with working with Michelle.
我希望我很久没跟Michelle 一起合作了，希望我没有生锈。
That I don't run ahead.
我不会讲得太快。
Amen.
Amen.
We're living in very challenging times. Amen.
我们活在一个充满挑战的时代，不是吗？
This last year and a half has been unlike probably any other year in our life.
过去一年半是一个非常特殊的，在我们一辈子都没有遇见过的年代。
Isn't this true?
是不是真实的？大家同意吗？
Challenges on every side.
在每一方面，我们都遇见了挑战。
And I believe it is a time within the body of Christ at large.
我相信这是一个时候，让我们神的家整个大家庭。
Where we desperately need to renew our priorities and our covenant with God.
迫切的需要我们在神面前有一个对的优先次序。
We must be careful of being distracted by all the things around us.
我们要小心，不要让我们四周发生的事物影响了我
们。We cannot afford to be confused by all the different voices.
也不要被四周各样的声音所搅乱。
We must be a people of a single eye.
我们必须做一个那个眼睛单单注视主的。
And a single-hearted purpose, amen.
只有一个目的，只有一个心。
That we are sons and daughters of God.
就是我们乃是神的儿女。
That we have a covenant, a love covenant with God.
我们与神有一个确切的约。
That has been established by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, amen.
是借着耶稣基督的牺牲已经建立的。
And we are going to worship Him.
所以我们只要敬拜他。
Under every circumstance.
在各种的环境里，我们
单要敬拜。We are going to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.
尽心尽意尽力尽意的爱他。
We are going to be a victorious and overcoming church.
我们要成为一个得胜的教会。
We are going to be a faithful church.
一个信实的教会。
We are going to be strong in our faith as we believe in Jesus.
当我们相信主的时候，我们是那个信实
的教会。And we are going to have families that are strong in these last days. Amen.
在这个末后的世代，我们和我们的家以及神的家要为主高声站立。Amen.
Some days you just need to remind yourself of those things. Amen.
我们要常常彼此提醒。
Throughout the Psalms, David would often say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
哎，常常在诗篇里，大卫会说，我的心呐，我要称颂耶和华。
David wasn't talking to anybody else.
大卫的说话的对象不是别人。
He was commanding his own soul. Amen.
他还是对着自己的心在说话。
He was reminding himself what his single purpose was to be.
他要一直提醒自己，他唯一的目的是什么。
We are living in a time where we need to do that often.
我们活在一个世代，让我们需要常常如此提醒自己。
To get up in the morning and look in the mirror.
早晨起来对着镜子。
And tell yourself.
告诉自己。
I'm going to follow Jesus Christ with all of my heart. Amen.
我今天要全心跟随耶稣基督。
Amen. Amen. Have you decided to do that?
你有没有这样的决心？
This is one of the very important purposes of gathering as the people of God.
这就是为什么神的百姓要聚集在一起的重要目的之一。
To put your hand on your neighbor.
就是让我们可以彼此代。
Look him in the eye. You can do it if you want.
然后你对彼此。
And say, love Jesus with all your heart.
对彼此看到他对方眼睛说
要爱
主，全心爱主。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Remind one another who we are.
彼此提醒我们是谁。Amen.
Amen?
Amen, ma.
We are being all over, believers and unbelievers alike are being caught by the spirit of deception and slumber.
我们许多的百姓，无论是信主或不信主，都被这个世代许多的欺骗和邪恶所影响，甚至落入昏睡之中。
You know, in Matthew 25:5, I didn't give this verse to Michelle, so she doesn't have to. But in Matthew 25:5, Jesus taught the followers of Christ.
在马太福音二十五章五节，耶稣基督教导他的跟随者。
About 10 virgins.
关于十个童女的事。
And that verse in chapter 25, verse 5 says, "But while the bridegroom delayed."
当那个新郎来迟的时候。
They all slumbered and slept.
十个童女都睡着了。
Did you realize that? Not just five of them.
你了解吗？不是只有五个睡着了。
But even the wise virgins with their oil in their lamp.
即使那五个聪明的童女，她们有油在灯里的。
They too slept and slumbered while the bridegroom delayed.
她们一样，当新郎来迟的时候都睡着了。
Look in your Bible if you need to.
你不相信的话，你可以看你的圣经。
But do you hear what I'm saying? Is we are living in times where we are all in danger if we don't guard our heart to fall under a slumber, a sleep.
你们了解吗？我们活在一个时代，就是当我们一不小心，我们都可能落入属灵的昏睡中。
Are you awake or are you asleep?
请问你现在是醒着还是睡着的？
Are you awake or are you asleep?
你现在是清醒的还是打盹的？
Wake up! Tell one another to wake up!
提醒彼此醒过来，醒过来。
Amen. Well, you can tell I'm ready to share this morning. Amen.
你们看得出来吧？我对于我的信息很有负担的。
I want to talk to us this morning.
今天早晨我要与你们分享。
About the need.
关于。
The desperate need for a last days family.
有一个何等迫切的需要，就是在这末世有一个真实家庭的实际。
We as the church of God,
身为神的教会
are the family of God, amen?
我们乃是一个神的家，阿门吗？
The church is not this building.
教会不是这个建筑物。
We are the living stones of the church, amen?
我们是教会的这个活石。
We are fitted together, jointly fitted together by the Spirit of God.
我们是借着圣灵被建造起来，做神的灵工。
We are the body of Christ.
你和我是基督的身体。
Amen. And we are members one of another.
我们是基督身体里的肢体。
We are a family.
我们是一个家。
A family.
我们是家人。
And we need to have a strong family that can handle what these last days in the earth are throwing at us.
我们必须做一个刚强的家庭，才能够面对在这末世向我们所投来的各样的挑战。
So what I want to talk to you about this morning is how our last days family needs to take a higher priority. The most valuable thing you have besides Jesus Christ is not your bank account, is not your property, not your possessions, not even your health. The most valuable thing besides Jesus Christ that you have is the family of God.
Amen?
We are a body, and no member of your body can live without the other parts of the body. You're not in this place by accident. Each of us may have a different story of how we got here. But by the leadership of God's Spirit, He has brought us here and connected us.
Amen?
We have a heart connection with one another. And that relationship, that heart connection, is one of the most valuable things we have under Jesus Christ. Are you protecting your relationship with one another? Are you prioritizing your relationship with one another? Are you treasuring your relationship with our family, our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, at home? We need to prioritize our natural family. But we also must prioritize, treasure the family of God. Not all spiritual activity is the same. You know, some people go to this conference. They go to that Christian concert. They go to this event. They go to that event. And all of them are focused on Jesus and good spiritual events. But there are certain gatherings in these days that are much more important than other Christian gatherings. The gatherings that connect you with your spiritual brothers and sisters. And I know we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. But I'm talking about the family, the brothers and sisters that God has connected you here with.
Amen?
In this locality. Does that make sense? When trouble comes, you're not going to get help from a group of believers across the country. When trouble comes, these are the family that you will go to find encouragement and provision and direction and help. Amen? These are the people that will come to you to get a prayer. Your brothers and sisters in this place are the ones that will come to you seeking out help and encouragement and strength. Amen?
Amen.
So in a time of famine, it's nice to have a garden in your own backyard. Amen?
Amen?
Not to have to depend on getting fed from halfway around the world.
而不是希望在世界的某一个角落有人把物资送到你家来。
Somebody close at hand that you could say pray for me.
因为这个就在你的附近。
Somebody close at hand that you can talk to about the scriptures.
有人就在你的周围，你可以跟他交通，讨论神的话，一起带祷。
Do you understand me?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
So often, those that we have the easiest access to,
常常呢，我们最靠近的，我们最容易能够找到的人，
we take for granted.
我们把他们视作理所当然。
We need this as a time.
现在我们活在一个时代，
where we need to strengthen the bonds of love and trust between one another.
我们必须要加强我们对彼此的爱和关系的连接。
This is not a time to be offended.
现在不要被彼此很容易就被彼此得罪。
This is not a time to have unforgiveness in our heart.
这个不是一个不饶恕人的时候。
We're living in the last days.
我们活在一个末后的时代。
We need nothing between us and Jesus.
我们与主之间不能有任何拦阻。
And nothing between one another.
同样，我们与我们的肢体之间也不能有任何阻隔。
Okay.
阿门嘛。
Do you have a strong family?
你的家庭关系刚强吗？
I'm concerned that after this last year,
我很担心自从去年到现在，
that for many of us,
有许多的人，
our priority,
他们的优先次序，
may have been to just stay safe.
可能就是我只要安全就好。
The world around us is so angry, amen?
在我们的四周，我们的世界充满了愤怒，不是吗？
The world around us is so offended on every side, isn't that right?
这被许多的事情被得罪了。
We are living in uncertain times.
我们活在一个未知不稳定的时代。
Our society is in upheaval.
And 我们的社会也不安定。
And there's this,this virus that's spreading all over the place.
现在有这个病菌到处存在。
And so some of us could be tempted to think that the highest priority is to stay safe.
所以我们也许觉得最重要的事情就是要保守我们自己安全。
But I believe our highest priority should be to keep the bond of love and trust between the family of God strong.
那我相信最重要的就是在这样挑战的时代，我们要保守我们和弟兄姊妹的关系是十分刚强稳固。
So let me just read a few verses that tell us, remind us about the condition of the last days.
所以我想读几处经节，让我们了解一下这个末后世代的光景。
The scripture speaks quite plainly about what the last days will be like.
圣经讲得很清楚，末后的世代是怎样的一个情况。
And why we will need one another so much more in these last days.
这就能够解释为什么在这样的世代里，我们更需要。
Amen.So in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5.
提后三章一到五节说到。
Now, you may not turn to this verse, but please write it down. I want you to write this down to refer to later. Amen?
你不一定要打开圣经，但是我希望你能把它写下来，是提摩太后书三章一到五节。
Paul exhorting Timothy, the young pastor.
这是保罗对的年轻的。
He says, but know this.
提摩太说，你要注意。
Do you know this?
你应该要知道。
Know this.
你该知道。
He's emphasizing it. Know this.
他跟他说，要知道这件事。
Pay attention to this.
意思就是说，注意这些事。
Remember this.
要记得这些事。
That in the last days, perilous times will come.
末世必有危险的日子来到。
What makes these times so perilous, so dangerous?
为什么他说是危险的日子呢？
For men will be lovers of themselves.
因为那时候人要专顾自己。
Lovers of money.
贪爱钱财。
We love money more than the things of God?
我们爱钱更胜于爱神吗？
Boasters.
自
高。Proud.
狂傲。
Blasphemers.
狂
毒。People that curse the name of God.
出咒语。
Disobedient to parents.
违背父母。
This generation seems determined to break every barrier that anyone has ever placed upon them, especially their parents.
这个世代充满了违背神的话，
unthankful
所建立的规则，特别是在孝敬父母这。
What will make these times so dangerous is that people will be unthankful,
并且忘恩负义。
They will take for granted the things they get.
他们对着所领受的认为是理所当然的。
They will feel entitled to everything.
他们觉得他们有权享受这一切的供应。
And so they will lack natural gratefulness and appreciation.
所以连一个基本的感恩的态度都没有。
Unholy.
心不圣洁。
What will make these times so dangerous?
为什么这个世代危险呢？
Is people will lack all the fruits of the Spirit.
因为人会忽略所有圣灵该有的果子。
They will lack love and patience and kindness.
他们会没有爱，没有忍
耐。Amen. Self-control.
没有节制。
They will have none of these virtues.
所有圣灵中的美德，他们都忽略了。
So anywhere you go, there's the chance you will interact with people.
所以任何地方你去都会遇到这样的事情。
That will possibly treat you in the most terrible ways.
遇到那些会恶待你的人。
These are the days in which we are living now.
这就是我们今天所活在的世代里。
Well, when you have to be careful where you go.
你去哪里都得小心。
Because you just might encounter somebody that you don't know how they're going to respond.
因为你就会遇到一些人，你都不能了解他们的反应。
There are places where people are capable of doing anything, and that is almost everywhere now.
几乎你所到之处都有人能够做任何可怕的事情。
They will be unloving.
他们没有亲情。
They will be unforgiving.
不解怨。
That will make the times perilous. Unforgiveness.
不饶恕。
We must examine our own hearts.
所以我们要自己解决。
We, even as the family of faith, are even either part of the solution or part of the problem. And if we let a lack of holiness and thankfulness and forgiveness, if we let that crop up in our life, we actually make the times dangerous even within the house of God.
你们要知道，我们如果不是问题，我们就是解答。所以，我们若是里面没有圣灵的引导、圣灵的功效，我们常常就是那个造成这个不解怨的力量。
These people will also be slanderers. They'll say hateful, wrong things about one another.
还有那些好说谗言。
Without self-control.
不能自约。
Brutal.
性情凶暴。
People that are just rough and are aggressive.
很残暴。
Despisers of good.
攻击别人。
Despisers of good.
不爱良善。
The world around us, like never before, is mocking the standards of godliness of the church.
我们活在一个世代里，众人都耻笑教会所奉行的高的标准。
They despise us and defame us because we want to stand up for what's right.
他们嗤笑我们，因为我们愿意在神眼前做对的事。
Traitors.
卖主，卖友。
People that say one thing and do something else.
口里说一件事，但是手里做另外一件事。
Headstrong.
任意妄为。
That means they're stubborn.
他们非常的固执。
That means you talk and talk and try to reason with them and it doesn't change their mind.
无论你怎么样跟他们解释，想要说服他们，他们的心意不会改变。
Haughty.
自高自大。
They're arrogant.
非常的骄傲。
Lovers of pleasure.
爱厌乐。
Rather than lovers of God.
却不爱神。
Having a form of godliness.
有敬虔的外貌。
What's stranger yet is that they actually have some kind of religion.
所以他们有某一些的宗教的外表。
Some kind of spiritual tradition.
有一些属灵的传统。
But they act in the most ungodly way.
但却行在最不敬虔的行为。
And they have not the power of God to confirm that they are walking in the way of Jesus.
并且他们在所行的事上没有神的能力的同在。
And what does Paul tell Timothy about these people?
所以保罗对提摩太的警告是什么？面对这些人。
And from such people turn away.
这等人你要躲开。
Yes, we are to be reaching out and evangelizing everywhere we go, inviting people into the love of Jesus.
是的，我们无论到哪里去，我们要传福音，让人认识耶稣基督的爱。
But in these last days, we must prioritize where we invest deep.
但是我们在这样的时代里，我们也要知道怎么样投资我们的时间在对的事上。
Let me read another verse in 2 Peter 3:3-7.
另外一处的经节是彼得后书三章三节。
Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人。
Walking according to their own lusts and saying.
随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。
Saying, where is the promise of his coming?
主要降临的应许在哪里呢?
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样的。
For this they willingly forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water.By which the world that then existed perished before the flood with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly men.
他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命就有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧
So scoffers will come in the last days
所以在末世有那些不敬虔的人会来嗤笑
And one of the things that they will delight to scoff and belittle
他们最喜欢讥笑并且
Is the promise of the second coming of Jesus.
就是关于主要再来的应许。
See, remember that parable I referred to of the 10 virgins?
记得我刚所提的十个童女的那个预言吗?
Because the bridegroom delays,
因为新郎延迟他的来到。
They begin to mock the followers of Jesus and say, Jesus is not coming back.
所以他们就嘲笑那些等候耶稣回来的说主不会来了。
There is nothing to this promise.
这个应许不是真的。
And some people will grow disheartened.
有些人的心呢就硬了。
And fall asleep and turn away.
就睡着了甚至离开了主的道。
This is not only going to affect the family of God,
这样的情形不仅影响神的家,
but it affects our natural families.
而影响我们在属地的家。
There is so much that has changed so quickly over just one year.
在过去这一年里面,许多的事情快速的改变。
They have turned natural knowledge about what's right and wrong so upside down that a whole generation is becoming very confused about what should be very simple things.
他们把很多很基本简单的道理搞得倒过来以至于我们许多年轻的世代搞不清楚什么是对什么是错。
There is great perversion and immorality being peddled by our culture society through every avenue.
在每一个角落每一方面都看到许多文化上的改变把对的价值观给颠倒过来
Amen
Amen 吗
And it's so essential that we have a strong family we know what our kids believe and we know what our children are taught
所以我们非常需要知道我们的孩子到底现在相信什么或者他们接受的教导是什么
Because every little ad or advertisement on social media or on cable TV or the internet, anywhere we go is preaching and teaching a certain morality that is contrary to the Word of God.
因为在社交的媒体或者网络上我们看到许多的那个教导是跟神的话语相悖的。
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
你们深知道我所说的是什么，不是吗？
And if we do not tell our kids what is right and what's wrong, All they have left is what the culture and society around them is teaching them constantly. Every day, several times a day, they hear it reinforced that it's okay to walk in a way that is contrary to the Word of God.
一天中有许多次, 他们都被教导说, 没有关系, 可以做与神的价值相悖的事。
So with all this extra time that we have had with our family during the lockdown over the last year,
过去这一年多, 我们都是在家里避难, 有这么多的时间, 我们跟家庭在一起。
Are we taking advantage of it to remind our children what is right?
我们有没有利用这样的机会来教导我们的孩子什么是对,
what is good?
什么是良善?
What does the Word say about how we should live our life as pure and undefiled from this world?
神的话是怎么说的? 在这个末后危险的时代, 我们当如何生活?
What is a man? What is a woman?
什么是男人? 什么是女人?
These are the most basic questions that are being challenged and turned all upside down.
这些最基本的问题在过去一年多里面被挑战甚至被颠覆。
The Word of God is clear.
神的话很清楚。
He created us.
他创造了我们。
Man and woman in His image.
按照他的形象样式造男造女。
But even in the church of God, many people are confused about this now.
但是甚至在许多神的家中, 很多人都对这个定义都有点摇滚。
And our culture and society is challenging the Word of God right and left.
这个社会和文化一直在挑战神的话。
And it is our responsibility as parents to make sure our family is strong.
作为父母的, 我们必须要确定我们在神的面前。
And if we do not teach our children what is right,
如果我们不教导我们的孩子什么是神,
we may be surprised in the coming days.
那我们在未来就会很惊讶。
We may be surprised even now. Some of you are discovering that those that are opposing you the most,
甚至在今天你们在家里可能已经经历到了那个最反对你,
are actually coming from within your own house.
就是来自你自己家里中的人。
We cannot compromise.
我们不能折中。
We must stand true with the Word of God. Amen.
我们必须在神的话上站立得稳。
If we live by God's Word, not by experience, not by feelings.
我们不要靠着感觉或经验活着, 乃是靠着神的话活着。
Not by the philosophy of this world.
不是这个世界上的各样学说的影响。
Jesus warned of such a day.
主耶稣自己就警告我们过。
I believe this prophecy is being fulfilled in our time right now, more than ever.
我相信主耶稣当时所说的预言就在我们今天发生了。
Matthew 10:36 and 38.
譬如说马太十章三十六到三十八节。
Come on, write the verse down. I want you to look at it later.
你可以把这个经节写下来，以后再看也可以。
Your family may depend upon this if you study such scriptures.
你的家正靠着你读主的话来维持。
A man's enemies,
人的仇敌,
will be those of his own household.
就是自己家里的人。
That's what Jesus said.
这是主耶稣自己在马太十章三十六节。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱父母过于爱我的,
he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
那个爱父母过于爱我的,
and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的,
are you preferring your children over the Master, Jesus Christ? We cannot compromise and try to make our children feel comfortable. Amen.
Amen.
Do you hear me this morning? Look at me in the eye. Do you hear me this morning? This is not hard. This is not a difficult passage. This is very fundamental truth. We serve Jesus. We bow the knee to Jesus before anybody else. Amen.
我们服侍主,
we follow Him regardless who doesn't follow us.
不管有没有人跟随我们,
Amen.
我们要跟随主耶稣。
We cannot, as much as we love our children, as much as we love our natural family, it is so important that we build a strong family. But we cannot compromise the truth of God's Word.
但是当我们这样做的时候, 不能够折中神的话。
When our own children stand up in our house,
当我们自己的儿女在我们的家中对抗我们
and say that the word of God is not true,
告诉我们说神的话不是真的
Amen?
Amen 吗
Amen? That means,so be it. Yes, that's a good scripture, a good truth. Amen? This is sobering. I know it is. But these are days that are, many people are, there's so much changing so fast.
现在我们活在一个时代，每一天有许多的变化发生。
We must reinforce the house of God.
所以我们要刚强神的家。
We must reinforce our own houses, our own families.
包括我们自己属地的家。
I'm going to read this. If God says it twice, you need to pay attention to it.
每次圣经里，当神说一件事两次的时候，我们就要注意。
Luke 12:51-53, Jesus said the same thing a little different way.
在路加福音十二章五十一到五十三节的时候，主耶稣讲了一个类似的话。
Write it down. Luke 12:51-53.
请写下来。路加福音十二章五十一到五十三节。
Now we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
我们知道耶稣是和平之子。
And that Jesus came to make peace between man and God.
他来要叫我们与神和好的。
But this is a shift of allegiance. Amen?
这里好像这一段话呢。
When we follow Jesus, we shift our allegiance from following the kingdoms of this world and our own desires.
我们要把我们的忠诚，自从信主之后，我们的忠诚对象要调整，从对地的事物转到
天。To our allegiance being fully upon Jesus.
叫我们的忠诚是完全归给主。
And as we do that,
当我们这样行的时候
，there are some people who do not want to follow Jesus.
就有人他们不愿意跟随主的。
And so as we follow Jesus and they refuse to follow Jesus,
当我们愿意跟随主耶稣，而他们不愿意跟随主耶稣的时候
，it creates conflict.
我们中间就起了一个冲突。
Stay with me, Daniel. It creates conflict between us and them. Amen.
就让我们跟那些人之间起了一个冲突。
So Jesus said it this way.
所以主耶稣这么说。
Do you suppose that I came to give peace to the earth?
你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？
I tell you.
我告诉你们。
Not at all.
不是。
But rather division.
乃是叫人纷争。
So the coming of Christ to earth, the work of Christ will cause division between those who follow Jesus and those who follow the things of the world.
所以主来到地上，他在做工的时候，的确会让那些跟随主的和不跟随的人当中
You cannot expect, you cannot expect to follow Jesus.
你不可能说希望我要跟随主
And the followers of this world
又要跟随这个世界
to be happy about your decision.
当你要跟随主的时候，跟随这个世界的人不会对于你这个决定快乐。
That is if they reject Christ, amen? Now this is what Jesus said from his coming.
主耶稣讲到他自己，他的来到带来的是什么？
He said, from now on, five in one house will be divided.
他说从今以后，一家五个人将要分
争。Three against two and two against three.
三个人和两个人相争，两个人和三个人相争。
Father will be divided against son.
父亲和儿子相争。
And son against father.
儿子和父亲相争。
Mother against daughter.
母亲和女儿相争。
And daughter against mother.
女儿和母亲相争。
Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law.
婆婆和媳妇相争。
And daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
媳妇和婆婆相争。
Amen? Now this is not every time, of course.
当然这不是说在所有的情况都是如此。
But Jesus divides those who want to follow God from those who want to follow the world.
但是主耶稣来要将那些跟随他的和跟随世界的人分开来。
This is why it is so, so important to make sure that you are equally yoked with other believers.
这就是为什么你要与信主的人一同同。
Now listen to me, young men, young women in this audience.
在我们当中的年轻的弟兄和姐妹,
you need to be very, very careful that you find a man or a woman to marry that is a lover of Jesus. Amen.
你们要非常的小心, 要选一个爱耶稣的人做你的伴侣。
Amen? Because if you take for a wife a woman who does not have a heart for Jesus, you have already brought division into your house from the very beginning.
因为你如果娶一个不爱不跟随主耶稣的女人的话，你就已经把纷争直接带到你的婚姻。
Amen. Amen. Is this not true?
这不是事实吗？
Let's go. Turn to me. Turn with me to Matthew 24:1-51.
让我们一起看马太福音24章。
I believe this is the first time I've ever taught on all these scriptures together like this.
我相信这是我第一次, 分享这整个的经段。
But in Matthew 24, Jesus describes the character and condition of the last days.
在马太福音24章, 主耶稣描述末后世代的光景。
Jesus tells us what the last days will look like.
他告诉我们末后世代是怎么样的。
And without question from his description here in chapter 24, we are in the last days.
你如果仔细读这一章，你就知道我们活在末后的时代。
So this is a time for us to respond in prioritizing the family of God.
当我们认识的话，我们就要有一个反应，并且知道怎么样把神的家放在优先次序里。
This is a time for us to re-strengthen the bonds of love and trust in our own natural families.
现在我们需要在我们属地的家中刚强它，还是刚强我们当中的信心和爱的关系。
This is a time to get any darkness out of our life.
将黑暗从我们的生活中驱走。
This is a time to close the gap between us and Jesus, to be as close as we can to God.
我们活在一个时代里，我们必须要将我们跟主耶稣基督任何的距离给拉近。
This is a time to sound the alarm and say, get unforgiveness out of our life.
这个时候是我们按警报，对那个不饶恕的灵说，离开我们的生活。
Get offense out of our life. Anything that would separate you from your brother and sister in Christ.
Amen? Amen?
Matthew 24:1-51. Let's look at the few verses here.
马太福音24章1到51节。
So Jesus sat down on the Mount of Olives.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着。
And the disciples came to him privately saying,
门徒暗暗地来说,
What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢?
What will be the signs of the last days, Jesus?
你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢?
First sign of the last days is in 24:3.
第一个预兆就是
widespread deception.
有许多
Everybody thinks they're so smart these days, don't they? I know this, I know better than that, I know, don't tell me anything.
我们不是活在一个时代，遇到很多人都很聪明，说我知道，我什么都知道。
These are days to walk in humility.
但事实上，我们何等需要谦卑我们自己。
To be careful.
要小心。
To guard your heart.
要保护我们的心。
Because we are all prone to deception apart from the grace of God.
因为我们常常很容易被从神的恩典中带离。
Amen? One minute out of the grace of God, one minute away from the Spirit of God, all of us could believe any kind of lie.
我们若是离开了神的恩典，我们随时可以陷入各样的谎言的里面。
So Matthew 24:3, Jesus said,
所以在24章,
oh, I'm sorry, 24:4,
第四节说道,
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed,
他说你们要谨慎,
Be careful,
小心,
Be watchful,
注意,
That no one deceive you.
免得有人迷惑你们。
Are you taking heed?
你有没有很谨慎?
Verse 5, For many, not some, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ and will deceive many.
第五节说, 将来有好些人, 注意哦, 好些人要来冒我的名说, 我是基督, 并且要迷惑许多人。
Many will come and be preaching a Jesus that is different than the Jesus of the Bible.
就是说有许多人来跟你讲耶稣, 但是这个耶稣呢却和圣经中所描述的耶稣不同。
So we reflect on ourselves and go, okay, I think I'm okay on that one. I think I'm following the real Jesus. Jesus. Amen. You guys following the real Jesus?
Following
the real Jesus? I think we're following the real Jesus.
Amen?
I hope so. Let's look at the next point of the character of the last days. Increasing wars and conflicts.
第二呢, 就是征战的,
How many wars are going on in the world today? I don't even know if I can count them, can you?
我觉得我数不过来,
and verse 6, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you are not troubled.
你要听到打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌。
For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有来到。
Famine and pestilence is another characteristic of the last days.
饥荒和瘟疫是这幕后时代另外两个兆头。
Do you realize the virus that we have been wrestling with, challenged with this last year is actually a sign that things are getting closer, that we are indeed in the last days?
过去这一年多来我们所遇到的挑战,
some of you young people might question that, but people, the oldest in this room, have lived their whole life long and never seen what we are seeing today.
我们面对过去这一年来病菌的挑战，年轻人也许不晓得，但是在我们比较年长的，你们知道，在你们一生的里面没有遇见过这样的情形。
This is uncharted territory. We've not been this way before.
这是我们没有经历过的。我们没有发生。
This is an indicator that we're in a new season that we have not seen before.
我们活在一个新的时代里面，有许多的事是我们以前没有经历过的。
Verse 7, Jesus says, For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places, trouble, shaking, disease, starvation, wars.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫、地震。
And 24 verse 8, Jesus said, All these are the beginning of sorrows.
然后主耶稣说，这些都是灾难的起头。
We are in a time of sorrows.
所以我们活在一个充满灾难忧伤的时代。
Believers, Jesus also said that believers would be followers of Jesus, disciples of Christ, would be persecuted, hated, and killed.
那许多跟随耶稣基督的人会陷在患难里，也会被杀害。
How many in this room have parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that fled China to escape the persecution of the church?
不晓得在座有没有祖父母或者曾祖父母从中国逃离，因为教会受到迫害。
Anyone?
在座有没有这样的家人?
No one?
Or we have known people.
What?
We know people.
Or if you know somebody that has fled, that has come to America to flee the persecution of the church.
或者你在座有认识有这样子因着宗教的迫害而离开中国到美国的。
So the challenge may actually be harder for us here, if this is the case. That those same persecutions that have been seen in China and other parts of the world are very likely coming to America.
这些在世界各地的迫害终究有一日会来到这个国家。
I've said this before from the pulpit, but I believe we will need to draw from the lessons of your forefathers.
所以我们要从你们的 父亲、祖父他们的身上学习。
In order to know how to navigate what is happening in America.
以至于当这样的迫害来到这个土地上的时候，
America is not immune to such things.
美国并没有免疫对这样的迫害。
Just as believers in so many other foreign lands have been hunted and persecuted and hated for their faith.
在世界各地有许多人因着他们的信仰受迫害。
I think we are already experiencing some of that in America.
甚至在这个土地上，我们已经有经历到一些这样子的抵挡和迫害。
Are you ready for that?
但是你预备好了吗？
I don't think any of us are quite ready for it, right?
我想我们没有一个人敢说我们都已经准备好了。
But what I'm calling us to is to begin to prepare for that.
但是我在这里呼召你们，我们要开始预备自己。
To begin to prepare our house, amen?
要开始预备我们的家。
You know, in certain parts of America, when a strong, like a hurricane comes,
你们知道，在美国有些地方是有 龙卷风。
You may be familiar with this. You board up the windows, right?
啊，你知道，如果龙卷风要来，你要把你的窗子用木板给遮上。
You prepare your house for that storm that's coming.
你要把家预备好，因为那个风暴要来了。
Spiritually speaking, we are in such a time as that.
就属灵的角度来说，我们就活在一个风暴来袭的前夕。
All our relationships nailed down?
那我们跟我们同伴的关系是不是紧密的？
Is our love for Jesus and for one another strong?
我们爱主的情况是不是刚强的？
All the gaps in our spiritual house closed?
我们所有我们这个属灵建造里面所有的裂痕是不是把它弥补好了？
Matthew 24, verse 9, then Jesus said, these are the words of Jesus.
24章9节，主自己说，
then they will deliver you up to tribulation. There's going to be such an attitude in the last days where we as followers of Christ are going to be readily often betrayed.
我们将会被人陷害，被人送到监狱里。
They will offer us up.
他们会把我们交出来。
They will deliver us up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
Do the people where you work know that you're a follower of Jesus?
你工作的单位，你的同事知道你是跟随主的人吗？
Do the people you go to school with know that you're a follower of Jesus?
你的同学知道你是信主的吗？
Does your next door neighbor know that you're a follower of Jesus?
你的邻居知道你是跟随耶稣基督的。
Or do you try to keep that on the down low?
还是呢，你都把它隐藏起来。
Keep that a little bit undercover.
把它盖起来。
Because you've already learned that when they find out that people are followers of Jesus, they treat them differently.
因为你知道，很多人对于信主的人态度是不同的。
They assume things. I'm telling you what, if you're hiding the fact, I'm going to be bold. Right now, you listen to me?
我现在要很直接大胆的。
If you are hiding the fact that you are a follower of Jesus, you are not ready for the coming storm.
若是你将自己是信主跟随主人的身份隐藏，那你还没有预备好将来的风暴。
If you are already shrinking back from telling your coworker that you love Jesus,
你如果今天就没有胆量告诉你的同伴
，If you don't let your classmates know that you follow Jesus,
你不敢告诉你的同学、你的同事你是信主的。
If the neighbor that you live next door to for the last 15, 20 years doesn't know that you love Jesus,
如果你的邻居跟你比门而居十五二十年都不晓得你是跟随主的。
You're not ready.
那你没有预备好。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
You're not ready.
那你还没有预备好。
So the only thing I could conclude, if you're sitting there very casual, like, I'll be glad when this message is over.
如果你坐在这里非常无所谓的说，哦，很高兴信息快结束了。
Is you have obviously you don't believe the word of God.
那就表示你很明显的你。
This somehow doesn't apply to you.
你觉得这些对你没有什么实际。
We're talking about things that will never happen to us.
因为他在讲的事情永远不会发生的。
That these circumstances over the last year and the growing circumstances will pass with time and we'll get back to normal.
过去这一年多来发生的事情都会过去的，我们会回到原来的情况。
Okay, I'm going to take a drink here and smile at y'all. Amen? We're all doing good?
大家还好吗？ It's hard to see when they have masks on.
I know it is. It's hard. It's challenging. I see the smiling eyes, though. I can see that. Amen?This is serious. Can you tell? I'm not trying to push...and poke on you for no reason.
我不是要在这里刺你们，但是这是非常严肃的事情。
These are things that I'm examining for my own house, for those around us.
我这些话，我每一天都来检查我自己的家，我所在的。
I want my own children to be ready.
因为我要我的孩子是预备好。
So you know what we've started to do is encourage my own children read about the lives of men and women that laid their life down for Jesus.
所以我鼓励我的孩子们读那些为主殉道的男和女的传记。
You know one thing I love about the Christian Assembly?
你知道我喜欢基督徒的聚会。
Is the message of the cross.
就我喜欢我们的教会就是我们关于十架的信息。
They do not preach the cross everywhere.
因为不是所有的教会。
The crucified life. We understand here that as we say yes to Jesus and believe in Him,
因为在这里我们当说我信主,
step by step, day by day,
那就是每一天每一步,
we take up our own cross,
我们要背起我们自己的十字架,
and are ready to say no to ourself,
对自己说不,
to deny ourselves,
舍弃我们自己,
否
认我们
自己, so we can say yes to Jesus. Amen?
好, 好, 让我们对主耶稣说,
Amen? Is this not the truth? Yes!
这岂不是真理吗?
And this is the best preparation for a time of trouble that I know of.
因为这是面对前面危难时代最好的预备。
But if we have stopped practicing the principles of the cross,
但是什么时候我们停止十架实行的操作?
We are not ready for the storm.
那我们就没有办法面对要来的风暴。
And chances are, if you are not letting those around you know that you are a follower of the cross,
而且你四周的人都不知道你是一个跟随十架的人,
you have already stopped walking in that crucified life.
那你已经从那个舍己的路上离开。
You don't go from saying yes to yourself, then all of a sudden somebody says, will you deny Jesus? And you say, no!If you can't say no to your flesh, you won't be able to say, no, I won't deny Jesus in that day when they ask the most of you.
若是在今天你不能舍己，不能否认自己，不能对自己说不，那那一天当人要你否认耶稣的时候，你也没有办法说不。
Truth is, none of us know how ready we are. Amen? I mean, in many ways, till that day comes, we're uncertain because we recognize the frailty of our own flesh.
我们都知道自己肉体的软弱，所以没有人敢说我已经预备好。
Amen.
Amen.
We know we're all flesh. We know we stumble and make mistakes and don't respond right sometimes.
我们知道我们是软弱，我们也常常跌倒。
We understand that it is all by God's grace that we have victory. Amen.
我们也知道，这都是主的恩典让我们能够得胜。
And so, just the thought of being challenged with such hard things,
光是这些的困难的事情的挑战。
It makes us tremble, amen?
让我们害怕。
Makes us tremble.
让我们战惊。
Oh God, will I be able to stand in that day?
主啊，我能够在那样的日子站立得住吗？
But this is why we call our brothers and sisters to readiness.
这就是为什么我们在这里呼召大家预备自己。
Let's not waste any time.
我们不要再等了，不要再浪
费。While we still have a window of grace.
当我们仍然有机会有恩典。
Let's reinforce.Every connection, every foundation, every relationship.
让我们在巩固我们彼此之间的关系，我们属灵的根基。
Amen.
Amen.
Many, verse 24:10. Now, this is maybe one of the best signs of the last days that I know right now.And then many, many will be offended.
有许多人跌倒。
Offended. Everywhere you turn, people are upset. People have taken offense towards something somebody else has said.
你总是会遇到，常常遇到有人因着某人说什么、做什么而得罪他。
People are mad.
人很容易生气。
You might be mad about the message I'm sharing right now.
譬如说对我现在所说的话你就很不高兴。
I hope not.
希望不是这样。
We cannot be easily offended.
不要很容易就被得罪。
The world around us, if you were to write, you know, put a banner over this generation to describe it,
如果你要为这个世代的 做一个 logo 来说它代表什么
It would say easily offended.
就是那个很容易被得罪。
Amen? Amen?
Amen.
We can't even go on social media anymore without people being offended about everything.
甚至在社交媒体上，你什么都不能写，因为你写什么都有人，你都会冒犯某些人。
And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another.
许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
Boy, if the enemy isn't having a heyday on this, dividing races.
譬如说种族的歧视。
Dividing different classes of people.
各种社会阶级的分别。
Amen.
Amen.
Divided different ages of people. The enemy is so busy turning us on one another.
仇敌非常的忙碌，将我们在各种情况中分开
来。
Amen.
This is we, the Church of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督的教会。
Is the only place I know.
是唯一我所知道的地方。
Where there is true equality.
有真实的平等。
We should be a witness to the rest of the world.
我们应该向整个世界做见证。
That through the love of Jesus.
借着耶稣基督的爱。
All men can love one another. Amen.
所有的人都能够彼此真实的相爱。
Chinese, Caucasian, African American, Latino.
白人,
it doesn't matter what race.
华裔, 西裔,
we are brothers and sisters and we love one another. Amen.
我们都是弟兄姊妹, 我们彼此真实相爱。
Men and women have a voice in the house of God.
无论男人或女人, 在神的家中都可以有声音的。
People of no reputation, with little learning or great learning, they come here and they share their faith in Jesus and they have a voice. Amen.
你的产业有多少？你的性别是什么？来到神的家，你都能够为神说话。
This is the house. This is the house that can invite anybody in, but we have to establish this testimony of love for all the world to see.
这是一个地方，所有的人都能因着神的爱和恩典进来。我们要成为这个见证。
We must do it right here. Amen.
这些事情必须是在神的家中发生。
We love one another. We love one another's culture. We are very different.
我们非常不同。
We do things very different.
我们做事不同。
But we see the Jesus in one another.
但是我们都
在彼此身上。And we value that difference. Amen.
看见耶稣基督。
Amen. Then there are diversity of giftings even among the same races or the same class or age group of people.
甚至在每一个同一个group 里面，我们都看到各样的恩赐。
Amen.
Amen.
And the teacher respects the evangelist, and the evangelist respects the shepherd, and the different gifts learn how to work together because we know that we are one body in need of one another's gifts.
无论你的恩赐是什么，是传福音的，是教导的，是牧养，我们都彼此。
Go ahead.
我们都彼此感激，彼此欣赏，然后同一样为这个身体来建造。
Amen. This is what we are fighting for.
这是我们所征战的一个目的。
This is how we seek God.
这是我们在。
This is where we lay hold of one another.
在这些事上，我们彼此保守。
This is why when something comes up between us, we say, "I will not let something separate me from you."
以至于任何环境来到，我们不会容许他们分开我们彼此的连接。
I love you, and I am for you, and I will not be easily offended. I will not let nothing, nothing, nothing separate us.
我爱你，所以无论什么事情都不能够让我和你的爱分开。
We are living stones in the house of God, parts of the body of Christ, and we will not let anything defeat us together. Amen.
我们乃是神家中的活石，我们被放在一起建造，成为神的灵宫，所以不容许任何的环境和人。
Let me just abbreviate my message here. I think I've got it out a few different ways, what I'm meant to share this morning. In Matthew 24:11,
24章11节,
Jesus reminds us again about false prophets and deceivers.
主提醒我们关于那些迷惑人的假先知的出现。
In 24:12,
十二节，主耶稣说
，It says that lawlessness will become abound.
不法的事会增多。
And the love of money and the love of many, excuse me, will grow cold.
许多人的爱心就会渐渐冷淡了。
That happens that way too, right, sister? The love of many will grow cold because lawless will abound. Do you see this happening right now in our culture and society?
这是不是正在我们的生活中发生？就是不法的事增多，叫人的爱心冷淡。
Listen to me now. Lawlessness,
许多不法的事情
rebellion,
许多叛逆
will be so widespread,
有这么普遍的发生
that people will justify closing their heart to one another.
所以很多人的心向着别人就关起来了。
People will be so ruthless and taking and doing such crazy things.
因为有许多人做出很多疯狂非法的事。
That even believers and other good people will turn the compassion of their heart off.
以至于许多信主的有爱心的人会将他们的怜悯给关起来。
They will actually feel justified in turning away from people in need because there's such lawlessness on every side.
因为不法事情到处都是，以至于他们觉得把自己怜悯的心关起来是对的。
Isn't that happening? Have some of you felt that temptation?
你们有没有觉得
I confess, I have felt that temptation.
我觉得我个人就遇到这样的试探。
I have seen such ruthlessness and lawlessness that it made me tempted to turn my heart away from people that were really troubled because they just seemed to throw aside all regard for what's right.
以至于我常常面对那些真的有需要的人，我的心，我的怜悯也会减少。
Matthew 24:13.
24章13节。
Jesus says, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved."
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
You know, truth is, I don't care how glorious your salvation experience was.
我不在乎你得救的经历是多么的荣耀。
I don't care how many angels you saw when you invited Jesus into your heart.
我也不在乎你经历到说曾经看过多少个天使。
I don't care if you had an open heaven.
或者你看到天开了。
That doesn't matter.
这无所谓的。
In the end.
因为在末了的时候。
What matters is not how you started, but how you finish.
重点不是你如何开始你信主的过程，而是你如何结束它。
Haven't all you good students learned that? Amen? Oh, this class is easy. This class is a piece of cake. And go, oh man, brother, why'd you fail that test?
你会说，哦，一开始，学习一开始，你说，哦，这个课很简单，非常容易，但是最后期末考坏。
Amen? Some of you are depending upon how you started the race.
很多人都依赖他当初属灵的经历。
Oh, it's such a touch from God when I first trusted Jesus.
当我刚开始信主的时候，哇，何等的荣耀！
It doesn't mean a thing if you don't finish the race.
但是你若不跑完，
Amen?
那些经历是没有意义的。
We need to have the fear of God before us.
我们必须有一个敬畏主。
Exercise humility.
我们要谦卑与他。
And keep low to the ground.
要我们非常的谦卑。
Amen?Amen?
Amen.
Do you hear me this morning?
你们听见我的教诲？
This is not a time to be callous and careless about the things of God.
现在我们不能够无所谓，对于神的事毫不在乎。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen, sister? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Brother? Amen.How is your heart? Is it tender like it was when you first started the race with Jesus?
你现在的心如何？是像你当初跟随主，开始跟随主那样柔软吗？
Is your first love still intact?
你起初的爱还保全了吗？
Let me get down to two more points that Jesus talks about the last days.
还有两个点关于末世的光景。
I confess I'm not used to preaching this long anymore.
我承认我已经很久没有讲这么长的道了。
But I need it today.
但是今天是有必要的。
Amen. Now look after all of these crazy end time events that Jesus talks about in Matthew 24.
注意哦，在二十四章主耶稣讲到这么多关于末世的兆头。
He says this.
他却说了这件事。
And this gospel of the kingdom.
这天国的福音
will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations.
要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
So even in the last days when there's trouble on every side,
所以因此，即使在末后的世代有许多的危险。
This verse implies that the church will still be triumphant. Amen.
这句话说，教会在末后的世代仍要得胜。
We will still be sending our preachers and evangelists to the ends of the earth, declaring the good news of Jesus.
我们仍然差派人到世界各角落来宣扬主耶稣的福音。
And that gospel of the kingdom will just swallow up the world and touch every nation, amen?
叫天国的福音遍传天下。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
So even in the midst of great shaking, there is still victory.
即使有这么多混乱的事发生，仍然有得胜。
Some have assumed that if there is trouble,
我们知道有混乱，有难处。
If trouble is present, there can't be a blessing present.
你要知道，很多时候患难来的时候，祝福也在那。
But as long as we, the Church of Jesus Christ, in the world, are in the world,
只要神的教会还在这个世界，
there is victory present.
就有得胜的出现。
There is a blessing present.
就有祝福的出现。
The presence of Jesus is to be seen and felt. Amen.
耶稣基督的同在要显出来。
Why? Because we are the body of Christ.
为什么呢? 因为我们就是基督的身体。
And as they see us march forth in victory, they see Jesus.
当他们看见我们在荣耀得胜中往前， 他们就看见了主。
That's the good news, amen?
这个是好消息, amen?
Amen? Amen? That's encouraging. That's why this is a time for readiness.
所以为什么我们要预备自己?
That's why this is a time to reinforce the house.
为什么在这个时候我们要巩固我们的家?
This is a time to strengthen the bonds of love.
要加强我们彼此相爱的关系。
Amen? Let's look. I know these, you know, one bad part about these little masks is sometimes they make us think so hard. We back away from other people.
I understand.
But that we cannot lose our spiritual connection between one another.
但是就算戴了面罩,
for the sake of safety, we cannot sacrifice our friendship with one another.
Amen? 因为要保持安全,
it just means we're going to have to be a little more creative. Amen? We're going to have to take a little extra effort to say more words that affirm the truth.
Amen?
To look one another in the eye and say, I love you.
我们对彼此说, 我爱你。
I am your brother, I am your sister.
我们彼此相看说, 我是你的弟兄。
We are connected by the Spirit of God.
我是你的姊妹,
Amen?
我们因着圣灵而连结。
So while this threatens to push us away from one another,
虽然面罩好像在我们之间,
yes, wear your mask, but keep pressing in to make sure you have a heart connection with one another.
没有关系, 戴着面罩, 我们再努力一点, 把我们跟彼此的关系拉近, 告诉对方我们相爱。
We really need to guard against deception. Jesus said in the last days in Matthew 24:36-39, he said, as in the days of Noah,
就像在挪亚的日子一样,
so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚的日子怎样, 人子降临也要怎样,
for as in the days before the flood,
当洪水来以前,
they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, planning their lives,
人照常, 吃喝嫁娶,
until the day Noah entered the ark. So crazy Noah's out there,
现在整个世界真的是很疯狂混乱,
reinforcing, building a strong house, an ark, amen?
当世界在混乱中, 我们却要巩固神的家。
An ark that could float above the waters of tribulation.
我们在建一个方舟是当洪水来的时候能够浮在其上的。
Year after year, he built that ark.
挪亚一年又一年在那里建造。
Year after year, we've been building a family of faith. Amen?
同样一年一年我们在这里建造神的家。
And just as the rest of the world is planning their life, living their life, going their way,
当整个世界仍然照常吃喝嫁娶的时候,
mocking us for our faith in Jesus,
取笑我们在耶稣基督里的信心,
so they mocked Noah.
他们一样在那里耻笑挪亚。
Until one day he slipped in the ark and God closed the door.
直到有一天挪亚进了方舟，神将门关上。
And no one saw it coming.
没有一个人想到这个日子会来。
Most people didn't see it coming.
许多大多数的人是没有看见。
Jesus reminds us no one will know the day and the hour.
主耶稣提醒我们说，没有人知道那个日子那个时辰。
Don't be worn down by endurance, doing the same thing for many years the same way. We need one another.
我们需要彼此。
1 Corinthians 12:21. I didn't give you this verse.
哥林多前书第十二章。
I'm in trouble with my translator. I didn't give her all my full notes. But it's a simple verse. She knows it. And the eye cannot say to the hand,
眼不能对手说,
I have no need of you.
我不需要你。
Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
头也不能对自己的脚, 手也不能对自己脚说, 我不需要你。
We need one another.
我们实在需要彼此。
This is where we find our strength, amen?
因为我们在彼此当中得着能力。
Let the body of Christ be the body of Christ. Strengthen you.
让基督的身体供应基督身体的需要。
Amen.
Amen.
So I believe one of the greatest things that we need to be concerned about,
我们需要关心的一件重要的事,
as we consider having a strong last days family,
我们要预备自己在这末后世代有一个刚强的家。
Don't be offended.
不要很容易就被人冒犯。
Don't get bitter.
不要很容易被苦楚充满。
Don't get angry at one another.
不要对彼此生气。
Don't let distance arise between mothers and fathers and their children. Amen.
不叫我们和父母或儿女中间有距离。
Speak the truth to our children. Speak truth to one another. But we have to keep the bond of love close between one another.
我们对彼此要说诚实话，但是仍然要保守我们之间的关系。
So praise God, we're meeting in the building again, face to face. Isn't it good? Amen?
我们能够有实体的聚会，
Amen?
但是很棒，不是吗？
Take full advantage of it.
好好地利用这样的机会。
I think perhaps some of us maybe took this a little bit for granted before the shutdown.
我想在关闭，疫情关闭之前，我们很多人就觉得这是理所当然的聚会。
And now we're back.
但是现在我们回来，重新聚集。
Close the gap and even get closer in this hour than we were before.
我相信我们彼此间的距离要比以前近多了。阿门吗？
If there were people in your life that you took for granted and you thought nice things about but never said, change that. Amen.
在你生命中有许多人，他对你以前对他是理所当然的享受的，你现在要找机会跟他说谢谢。
How many times do we see a brother or sister serving, or we see someone ministering to the Lord, or worshiping God, or up here singing a song?
有多少次我们看到弟兄姊妹在那里侍奉，无论是台上或台下
？And we think, oh, what a good job they do.
我们说，哦，他们服侍真好。
Amen? Oh, look how they are serving, how much they love Jesus.
哦，看他们何等的爱主耶稣。
If you see it,
如果你看见了
say it, amen.
说出来
amen.
把它表达出来。
We need to be encouragers. What does the word encouragement mean? To impart courage in one another, amen.
我们需要彼此鼓励。
There is no such thing as the ministry of encouragement while keeping our mouths shut. Amen. I want to encourage Fisher. I'm going to say things to him.
我如果要鼓励 Fisher,
thank you, brother, for your faithfulness to the Lord. Thank you, God, for studying Fisher for studying God's word. Amen.
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 要表达出来。
Praise God for Vicky, the way she worships the Lord, and she has her heart to want to honor God. Say it.
要说出来，向弟兄姊妹们说出来。
And if there's any offense that has arisen between us, let's get that out of the way.
你跟任何人之间如果有间隔，赶快把它处理掉。
And this too may require us saying some things.
常常要做这些处理的时候，你必须要把它说出，也许需要把它说出来，沟通出来。
Like I'm sorry for the way I said that.
比如说，抱歉，我对你说过这样的话，或做过这样。
I'm sorry if I came across too hard when I said that.
很抱歉，我讲这句话的时候讲得太强烈了。
You kids, you young people.
年轻人啊、
Your parents have sacrificed and served you all their life. Amen.
父母牺牲一辈子。
How many years did they carry you around when you couldn't even walk around yourself under your own strength? Amen.
你不能走路的时候，他们都是抱着你们的，扛着你们的。
I was thinking about Daniel the other day, and the first time I remember Daniel in church is he got carried most everywhere he went. Amen.
我记得我刚认识 Daniel 的时候，他都常常是被人抱在身上的。
Young people.Take a moment to tell your mother, your father, your grandparents, thank you.
年轻人，花一点时间告诉你的父母。
I appreciate how you served me and loved me. Amen.
告诉他们。
Isn't that a good idea, Joyce?
谢谢。
Isn't it, Joyce Mack? Just to tell people that we love one and we appreciate them. Amen. There's ministers in this place that have served faithfully year after year after year. They've prayed, they've sacrificed, they've given. They're always there when the doors open and they keep on giving. Have you ever said thank you for that?
神的家中有许多的仆人使女多年忠心的服侍我们，我们有没有说过感谢的话？
When you were sick or your family was sick, they were there to pray over you in the hospital.
你生病的时候，或你家人生病的时候，他们第一时间赶到为你们祷告。
And then how many people in here have faithfully given financially so these lights can be on, that we can have a place to worship Jesus? Amen.
有许多人忠心的在神家中摆上自己。
Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for how you have obeyed God.
我们要谢谢他们，谢谢他们忠心的摆上。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All these things that we say, they close the gap. They make us stronger.
这些感谢的话让我们的关系更巩固，让许多的隔阂除去，让我们的距离更拉近。Amen.
Okay. Strong families, family of faith, your family, your natural family.
刚强我们在家中的关系，无论是你地上的家还是神的家。
Let's rise to the need of the hour.
让我们在这样的时代站起来。
And say, I will continue to follow you, Jesus, with all my heart.
告诉主说，我将全心跟随你。
And let me just say this. Maybe you're not connected to the spiritual family like you used to. Maybe there has come distance between you and your brothers and sisters.
也许你和弟兄姊妹的距离拉远了。Maybe
your natural family is suffering.
也许你自己属地的家正在痛苦之中。Maybe
your children are in rebellion and turning their back on the things of God.
也许你的儿女正在背叛神的路上。I
would challenge you to make that right with God.
我挑战你要来到神面前。
And just say, forgive me, Lord.
说神啊，赦免我。
Forgive me, God.
赦免我神。
Help me to get close to you like I used to be.
让我与你的关系更亲近。
God, help me to get close to my brothers and sisters like I used to be.
让我与弟兄姊妹的关系更亲更密。
Help my children to come back home.
帮助我的孩子回到神的家。
Amen. Amen. Help my marriage to be what it used to be.
让我的婚姻恢复到更好的关系。
Does that make sense? Let's stand with me and let's pray over our own heart.
让我们一起站起来祷告。
If what I've said makes some sense and you think there's a place where it applies to you, just put your hand on your heart.
如果我说的话你觉得对你是适用的或者感动你，我请你把你的手放在你的心上。
Just put your hand on your heart. We all can do this. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, we just help us. God, you know that we are just dust without you. We are so prone to wander without you. God, thank you that you are both the author and the finisher of this race through your Spirit in us. But God, I just ask that you would help us strengthen the bond between us and you.
主啊, 让我们与你的关系更巩固。
Strengthen the bond between us and our spiritual family.
刚强我们与属灵的家的关系。
Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. God, we want to be faithful to you.
父啊, 我们愿意向你是忠心的。
Amen. Anybody help me with a hymn or a chorus that some of us... I know there's one of them there that says, where you lead, I will follow. Do you know that one, Vicky? No? Do you know that, Michelle? Just lead us in it. Can you lead us in a hymn? Can you do that? And we'll just sing it to the Lord. It's just where He says go, we'll go. Amen? Don't worry about it if I'm putting you on the spot. Thank you, God. Okay. Jesus. Jesus. Where you lead, we will follow. Where you go, we will go. God, we just recommit ourselves. God, we renew our covenant of love with you. God, to be the body of Christ. To love you, God. To love you, God. To love one another. To love our husbands and wives and children. To love our parents and our grandparents, God. To love one another in Jesus' name.
无论你引导我们往哪里去，我们爱你，爱我们的家人，爱我们的配偶，爱我们的父母。到此，耶稣，你爱他。
Wherever you go, I'll follow.
We love you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。无论你引导我们到哪里去，我们都跟随。无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。若是你和你的弟兄和姊妹之间有间隔，现在就去跟他和好，现在就去告诉他。 主耶稣，我们爱你，除去所有的间隔。 Wherever you go, I'll follow.
Esther, God, I thank you for Abraham. I pray, bless their home. Bless their home. Bless their home. God, as they faithfully serve, bless them in this hour and day, that they would have a strong home and they would be connected deeply with the family of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God, thank you for Gene, God. Just thank you for our home. God, thank you for Daniel. Thank you for Brian, God, and all that you're doing in their home.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for how they love you, Jesus, and want to follow you all the days of their life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Ada. Thank you, God, for Joyce. Thank you, God, for Jared. God, thank you for their home, Lord. We pray you keep them and preserve them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
God. Oh, thank you, God. That, Lord, I just thank you for Jim. God, I just pray you bless him, you strengthen him, you help
yes.
him. God, you are his healer.
Amen.
You are his healer. You are his healer and the lover of his soul. God, you are his savior, and you are his faithful father, and you are his friend, God. And you are the keeper of all of his dreams and all of his prayers, and you will answer.
Thank you.
And you're not a God that you would lie or deny him. God, I pray you bless him and his kids and his wife and his marriage, and God, that you would bring revival to his soul. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.